Very good. One of the things about birthdays is the more birthdays you have, the older you live. That's logic. Anyhow, so I'm sure that the BSWA, have you made the application yet for the council to make me heritage value? Then I can't die. I can't do anything to myself which changes anything. Is that a good idea? Because sometimes people said, Ajahn Brahm, you should go on a health fast. But I said, I can't do that anymore, because if I change how I look on the outside, that is against the heritage laws. You can change what's on the inside, but you can't change what looks on the outside. Is that true? anyway, so, as I often say, this is not fat, this is a big heart. It's true, you know. It's because as your heart grows bigger every year as a monk. Many years ago, I've been a monk almost 50 years now, 49 years, and the bigger your heart gets, it pushes, you can feel it pushing against the rib cage. It can't go any further, so it has to go down and out. This is a big heart. But it is true, it's not just, you know, how you look, it's just actually how you feel and your mind state, and that's really the most important. In order to get a good mind state, that's when we decide to do some meditation, to become peaceful, kind, and energize ourselves inside. So that's what we're going to do now. So, please, if you'd like to close your eyes. If you don't like to close your eyes, close them anyway. And then have a little smile on your face, please. You know, that's one of the best parts of the posture, and that's not a joke, that's serious. To be able to smile when you're doing something, you have much more energy when you do it. So have a smile, and then you start to become aware of your body. This vehicle which you're traveling in. And I'm aware, first of all, of my legs, how my legs are situated. But it's not just being aware, it's having this extra quality, not just awareness, but the kindness too. What we call kindfulness, not mindfulness, but kindfulness. Combination of this gentleness, kindness, warmth, as well as being aware. When you have those two working together, you find that the awareness gives you the information, and the kindness cares for your body, so you can move it, adjust it. It's not just even adjusting it. Sometimes I feel parts of my body are a bit tense and tight. Movement won't help, but just focusing on that area and like zapping it with kindness. I'm doing that now to the calves of my legs. They're a bit tense, I don't know why. And as I focus on those calves of my legs with kindfulness, you can actually feel them relax, feel them open out, feel them become peaceful, become comfortable. And all it's doing is just being aware of that area and like learning how to expand, relax, ease, take off any tension anywhere in that part of your body. And I started with my calves, but I just check out my feet as well, feet and ankles. Make sure they feel good. If they need to be adjusted, I will do that. I go to my knees. In all these years, I've got to be sensitive. I know how my knees feel. It's pretty easy just to suggest that they relax and they do relax. Any tightnesses just vanish. And the whole area around my knees feels like really open and able to receive energies. In Buddhism, in Indian medicine, we always called it winds going through the body. In Chinese, qi. But it's just the energy flowing through the body, and sometimes any injuries, and the energy can't flow, it's blocked. And just simple relaxation, mindfulness and kindness can open up those channels of energy. And healing happens. And go up the thighs. Sometimes you're too busy to pay too much attention to them, but now always pay attention and give them lots and lots and lots of kindness, relaxation, peace. I always get a response from any part of my body. Just being aware of that part of the body, being kind to it, it always relaxes that little bit more. And I go to my butt, my buttocks. Feel the tension, the tightness pressed on the cushion. I try to ease it as much as I can. Even though it can't be perfect, just that really legitimate well-wishing is all that's needed. When I look at my back, I will start by straightening my back out, stretching it. When the back stretches and the waist gets really comfortable, it feels good. And today I'm aware of my back and trying to relax it as best I possibly can. Trying to find the best posture. Sometimes people can just sit up straight, sometimes they lean against the backrest, whatever works for you. In meditation, we don't tell people what to do, tell people how to do it. How to be aware and do whatever's necessary to find comfort in your body. And then become aware of, I usually go up the inside of my body now. And that means for me just going up my digestive tract. Starting at the very bottom and then just scanning up. And if I perceive any part of my digestive tract which is tight, tense, aching, all I need to do is just to pause in that place and give it kindness. I don't know what I've done, what I've eaten, or what I haven't done. But I care for you, body. I wish you well. It's like sometimes if you've been sick in hospital and somebody, a good friend, comes to visit you, they care for you. Just by them coming, it lifts up your energies. That's what I do with my own body, scanning up the body and giving it kindness, energizing it, healing it. And get up to my stomach, it's pretty empty right now, but it's happy. I have happy tummy-itis. And then go further up the body to my lungs. People apparently have lots of respiratory problems this time of the year. So how I deal with that, or prevent myself from getting these respiratory diseases, is just by focusing on my lungs. And being kind to them. Being grateful, thank you. lungs for looking after me, for breathing in, breathing out without stop. You'd be amazed how a little bit of kindness, a little bit of gratitude, how that's received even by parts of your own body. And I go further up from my lungs to my heart region. And if I find anything on the way up, other parts of my body, say in the back, which is tight or tense, I can feel it. Today there's nothing happening there, it's all relaxed and at ease. Liver and kidneys all doing their job perfectly. And I know that because you can feel it. Everything is relaxed in harmony. So go up to my shoulders next. I go to my shoulders. Every time, it's strange, my shoulders are tense. So now's the time to relax them. I do imagine these muscles. I imagine them being pulled apart, stretched when there's no need to stretch them. And loosening both ends on each side. Loosening, letting them go, letting them become loose. Just by that imagination, they actually do become looser. Mindfulness tells me that's happening. My shoulders feel more and more and more relaxed. When they're relaxed to the max, and I go down my arms, pass down the upper arms on both sides, past my elbows, just checking everything is fine. If I want to pause anywhere, say my elbows, I really pause there, just give them an extra boost of kindness. They do relax more. Go down my forearms to my wrists and hands. And by now, my awareness and kindness are way much more stronger than when I started. So it's so easy to be aware of all the feelings in my hands and fingers. And to give this wonderful, soft compassion, kindness. I care about you, fingers. It's not just a statement, I mean it. And a response which I can feel is my fingers tingling and relaxing even deeper than I thought I could ever relax them. When they're really at ease, I can move up to my shoulders and neck again. I always find that I need to make sure my head is well balanced on top of the neck. If it's slightly too far forward, I get a neck ache. Too far back, back ache. To the side, again it's uncomfortable. So I balance my head. When it feels really comfortable, then I go to my feelings around the eyes and the nose and the mouth, the front of my face. Because that's where I can feel muscles can be tense. And I deliberately relax all those muscles, especially around the eyes. I'm loosening them all. Around the mouth. Find I can relax all these muscles in places where it can be tight because of some fear or some emotion. And everything to just be so loose, so at ease. And when all my going through the body, just part by part, when I've gone through everything, then I just look at my body as a whole, like everything joined together, one unit now. I can feel a little bit more tightness in my stomach, so I'm just going to spend one or two minutes just relaxing that. And that feeling has just loosened up. I can feel my whole body, toes to head, joined together, at peace, relaxed. And it feels like a really good posture. I know in this posture right now, I can sit for a long time if I want to. I've cared and relaxed for my body. Now the body is very happy for me to leave it alone and go to the mind so the body can disappear. So now I ask myself, how peaceful are you, Ajahn Brahm? When I ask that question, I'm watching peace. It's something which lives in my mind. I know when it's really peaceful or when it's agitated. And I know what makes it more peaceful. And that is basically going into the center of time. Being right in this moment. With no concern at all about a talk which I'm going to give later. No concern about any conversation we had before. Putting aside every object of the past and the future. So I can just be simple and be here in this moment, a real monk. I'm not imprisoned by my past. I'm not afraid of my future. And that's when the peace starts to grow very strong. Once peace is there, you're just happy to be here. I don't feel like saying anything. My brain becomes quite silent. I know the next thing which will happen is just being aware of the breathing. But keeping the peace and the silence, and then joy comes up. Don't throw away the kindness. The mindfulness and kindness always there. I will be quiet now. When I talk again, it'll be just before the end of the meditation. very close to the end of the meditation. Actually, it's over time. How do you feel? What's it like inside? How peaceful and how beautiful is it? This is a peace and a beauty which is available. It doesn't cost anything. It is built on learning how to be peaceful and be kind. I will now ring the gong. When the gong finishes sounding for the third time, please come out from the meditation. And please, if you can, do a smile at the end of the meditation. I have to look at you. If everybody looks miserable after meditation, oh, it can make me depressed.